the last 18 verses
from second chapter are very important. In verse number 54, Arjuna is asking a question to Krishna. And in his answer, the last 18 verses are cited to explain to Arjuna that how the transcendentally situate persons behave. The persons who are transcendentally situated, they are always attracted to the Supreme Absolute Truth, who is correctly known in Vedic culture as Krishna, because he is all attractive, all powerful, totally wealthy. We may be wealthy to some extent, but he has total wealth, total fame, total beauty, total knowledge, and total renunciation. All these qualities make him the Supreme Absolute Truth. No human being can claim that he can be a God. If any human being claims that he is God, then Sri Prabhupada has correctly instructed us that he is not God, but he is reversed than that. G-O-D is the God spelling. He can be at the best D-O-G. Please don't believe anybody if he or she claims that he is or she is God. Nobody can compete with him. Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha. And he, when he answers the questions, he is very clear in his answers. The first answer is that we should completely get free from the sense gratificatory desires. That is very nicely described in verse number 55. And we are looking to verse number 56. Please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Dukhesho Anudvigna Manaha Sukhesho Vigata Spruhaha Vitaraga Bhayakrodha Sitadhir Muniruchyate. Dukhesho Anudvigna Manaha. Dukhesho Dukhesho can be very sweetly sung. The lyrics of the verses are inbuilt in the lyrics. If you understand the word-to-word equivalent, then it is very easy to sing it. And lovingly, we should glorify the Lord through these verses. Because these verses, being the song sung by God, has a transcendental lyric. And these transcendental lyrics, they are very satisfying to our soul. Mundane songs, they don't satisfy us. Ha 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 ha. Kya ho gaya, main tere pyar mein pad gaya. We so many things. They don't satisfy. But if you sing this one verse, your soul will be completely satisfied. And as soon as the spiritual existence, which is very important in your existence, as soon as that existence is satisfied, your whole material existence will be completely satisfied. Because we are starving our soul. We don't give the soul the proper food. The soul wants the spiritual food. The soul does not eat chapatis and dal and rice. Soul cannot be satisfied with that. If you want to satisfy the soul, then you have to have few verses from Bhagavad Gita. So please sing it very nicely. Dukkhesho anudvigna manaha sukhesho vigatasproha vitaraga bhaya krodha sitadher muniruchyate. We go to equivalence, right? Dukkhesho, in the threefold miseries. Anudvigna manaha, loudly. Anudvigna manaha, without being agitated, in mind. Sukhesho, in happiness. Vigata spruha, without being interested. Vita, free from. Raga, attachment. Bhaya, fear. Krodha, and anger. Shitadihi, sitadihi, whose mind is steady. Muni, a sage. Uchyate, is called. Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, please repeat. One who is not disturbed in mind, even amidst the threefold miseries, or elated when there is happiness, and who is free from attachment, fear and anger, is called a sage of steady mind. Again, one who is not disturbed in mind, even amidst the threefold miseries, or elated when there is happiness, and who is free from attachment, fear and anger, is called a sage of steady mind. Now please hear the purport. The word Muni means one who can agitate his mind in various ways for mental speculation without coming to a factual conclusion. It is said that every Muni has a different angle of vision, and unless a Muni differs from other Munis, he cannot be called a Muni in the strict sense of the term. But Sthitadhi Muni, as mentioned herein by the Lord, is different from ordinary Muni. The Sthitadhir Muni is always in Krishna consciousness, for he has exhausted all his business of creative speculation. He is called Prashanta, Nishesha, Manorathantara. For one who has surpassed the stage of mental speculations and has come to the conclusion that Lord Sri Krishna or Vasudeva is everything. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samatma Sudurlabha. He is called a Muni, fixed in mind. Such a fully Krishna conscious person is not at all disturbed by the onslaughts of the threefold miseries, for he accepts all miseries as the mercy of the Lord, thinking himself only worthy of more trouble due to his past misdeeds. And he sees that his miseries, by the grace of the Lord, are minimized to the lowest. Similarly, when he is happy, he gives credit to the Lord, thinking himself unworthy of the happiness. He realizes that it is due only to the Lord's grace that he is in such a comfortable condition and able to render better service to the Lord. And for the service of the Lord, he is always daring and active and is not influenced by attachment or aversion. Attachment means accepting things for one's own sense gratification, and detachment is the absence of such sensual attachment. But one fixed in Krishna consciousness has neither attachment nor detachment, because his life is dedicated in the service of the Lord. Consequently, he is not at all angry, even when his attempts are unsuccessful. Success or no success, a Krishna conscious person is always steady in his determination. Om Adnyana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manopishtam स्थापितं तेन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुन् दीनतारिणम् मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे परमानन्दं माधवम् वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तन् हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे इट्स वेरी इजी टू अंडरस्टैंड इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर अस टू कम टू दिस कंक्लूजन दैट हैप्पीनेस एंड मिजरी बोथ इन बोथ द सिचुएशंस वी बिकम वेरी स्टेडी इट इज नियरली इम्पॉसिबल इन दिस एज Because this age is particularly meant for the activities which are increasing the sense gratification. And as soon as there is some impediment into it, we become angry, we become agitated. Here, Krishna advises us that if you can cultivate Krishna consciousness in your life, then this is the taste. That when there is misery, Krishna is clearly advising that we should not be miserable. One thing we have to understand, that everything is under the control of Krishna. And as soon as we remember this thing, the control of the Supreme Authority, then whatever comes, we take it as His mercy. And He never does anything wrong for us. It may appear to us that this is not good for me, but in the end it proves a very nice thing for us. For few moments or for few months we may feel that Krishna, what is Krishna doing with me? Sudama was completely poor and Sudama was intimate friend of Lord Krishna. But he was not at all dissatisfied in his condition. And because he was equal-minded in the poverty also, in the end, Krishna gave him so much that he got all the opulence. On the other side, there were two sons of Kuvera, who is the treasurer of the demigods. And he is the devotee of Lord Shiva. By the mercy of Lord Shiva, Kuvera has so much material opulence that there is no limit to it. He had two sons, Nal Kuvera and Manigiri. And as you know, the rich man's sons, they get easy money. So as soon as the riches are there, as soon as they see that the father's property, now we are going to inherit. Then three things follow. Stri, Dyutam and Asava. Illicit connections with the women, enjoyment. Then Dyutam, gambling, casinos, etc. And Asava, Jaya. Asava means intoxication. These three things without fail, they are there when the easy money is there. These things, Manigriva and Nal Kuvera, they were attracted to. With easy riches. And they had the reach to the gardens of Shiva in the Kailas province over the Himalayas. So they wanted to enjoy. They wanted to enjoy themselves. And one day, they completely forgot their own position. And they went to the Kailas gardens. and they entered into the water to take bath with the beautiful girls. This was the condition of Nal Kuwait and Manigiri. On the other hand, I gave you the example of Sudama, who was the intimate friend of the Lord. He tolerated the poverty. He did not really feel any time that he is in trouble. Whereas these people who were extra rich, they were trying to enjoy their life. And as they were trying to enjoy, they were completely intoxicated. And it so happened by their destiny that Narad Muni passed from there. And when Narad Muni was passing, the girls were not that intoxicated. So they tried to cover their bodies. Whereas these two people, they were very much intoxicated. And intoxicated people, they don't understand what is good and what is bad for them. Pravrittincha nivrittincha na janana vidurasura. These asuras, because they drink wine, they completely forget themselves. And pravritti, what is to be done, and nivritti, what is not to be done, they don't know. Na shaucham, their life is not clean. Na shaucham, na api chacharo, they don't know how to behave, achar. And na satyam, they should be dede. In their life there is no truth. And this Manigriv and Nal Kuwait, they became completely shameless. And they did not even care for Narad Muni. Ardyo abhijanaman asmi. In Bhagavad Gita it is very nicely described. Ardyo, that I am rich. Abhijanaman asmi, I am surrounded by aristocratic friends. And konyasti sadrusho maya, who is like me? I am the one. I am all powerful. Siddhoham, I am perfect. Ishwaroham, I am the controller. Aham bhogi, I am the enjoyer. Balwan, I am the strongest. And Sukhi, I am the happiest. This is the mentality of those people who are intoxicated by the riches. And the result, according to their activities, was a horrible result. When Narad Muni saw that these living entities are behaving like the trees. Trees stand naked for years together. So they should be converted to the trees. And they were cursed that you will have to accept the body of the trees. In that intoxicated stage also, Nal Kuwait and Manigriv, they realized that what terrible thing has happened to them. Now they have to leave their father's riches and go to the earth planet and become the trees. And they became two Yamalarjan trees in the compound of Nanda Maharaja. And by the extra mercy, causeless mercy of Narada, he cursed them, no doubt. But there was something good for them. That after 100 years, according to the demigod's calculation, Krishna will appear on the planet of death, is Mrityu Loka. And that time, you will see Krishna face to face, and then you will be liberated and will be restored to your own position. The point is that if we don't behave all right, then we are going to glide down like Nal Kuwait and Manigriv. And then we know when Krishna appeared on this planet, Yashoda Mai tried to tie him. And when she was successful to tie the Lord moved with it and went through the trees, and then the trees fell down, and Nal Kuwait and Manigriv, they were liberated. The point is that if you don't behave when the riches are there, if we are elated and we ignore the saintly persons or the elderly persons or the instructions of the scriptures, then the horrible results await us. And this is why Krishna advises us that in dukkha, in miserable condition, which is a horrible condition, but we should not be disturbed at all. As well as when we are very happy, we are situated in a nice country, nice money we have, then we should not be elated. Otherwise, that elation will throw us into the bad activities. This is the main point to be understood. And when the miseries are there, nobody really can escape the miseries. We all have 7 problems in front of us. And you can very well remember. And these seven problems are inevitable. There is no cure for it. The first problem is that when we accepted this body, we had to take birth. Nobody can escape the pangs of the birth. Those who are born like us, they have to pass away. The death is definitely there. Birth and death, inevitable. There is no medicine so far found that you can accept the body without taking the birth. Nobody falls from the sky. Everybody has to come from the material womb. Then those who are born, they cannot be here for long. That is also definite. They have to die. And in between birth and death, there are two problems again. Old age you cannot deny. You cannot bribe Krishna that I have a billion shillings. You take half a billion and leave me alone. No, he will catch your neck. Galagrana nischeshto. And when Krishna catches your neck, you cannot even speak anything. And he just takes you away. This is the misery. Old age is a miserable condition without Krishna consciousness. If you are attracted to God, then the old age is bearable. Otherwise you become mad. And the other day, we were in the airport at Antwerp. We were leaving Antwerp to come to London. We were in Belgium. And in Antwerp's airport, there was a man, you know. He was not in his senses. He was just talking to himself. We see so many people in the Western airports. These airports are third world. They all men are slain here. We must have some mad people in the airport. In America you go, plenty of mad people you find. Because that is the first world. The ratio of the mad people is more there. So, the point is that as soon as the old age comes, it is the rule, it is unwritten rule that the living entity remembers all his activities from the youth. And there is nobody taught to talk to. And so he remembers his activities. And there is nobody to talk to, so he talks to himself. And he enjoys that, you know. I went to Africa, I earned money, I put in the bank in Switzerland, and the Switzerland bank went bankrupt. So many things remembered, you know. And this is how we become completely mad in the old age without the attraction of Krishna. Particularly in old age, we must have the attraction of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And young age is meant for that. Because in young age, your brain is completely sharp. You remember so many things. You can go anywhere. Your body obeys you. In old age, your body stops obeying you. And at the death, it is a horrible thing. Then, suppose we tolerate old age, then again we have to be sick so many times during the life. So birth, death, disease and old age. These are the four inevitable miseries we have to face. And in addition to this, there are three again miseries. The first misery in Sanskrit, it is known as Adhyatmik Dukh. It arises from our body and mind. Our mind is also wonderful. It creates so many miserable conditions. This is the adhyatmic misery. Inevitable. Body is always roga mandir maturam. It is full of diseases. Then the second misery is adhibhautik. Other living entities, out of envy, they try to inflict misery on you. And you cannot do anything. You have to face. Then the third misery is demigod given misery. Suppose we are sitting here nicely and there is an earthquake. We just go down or bury under this cement rubble. And there is no way that we can escape. This is the God-given misery. Then there may be too much rainfall or no rainfall. There are so many other things to come. These also problems cannot be really warded off. But Krishna advises here that you just get attached to me. And all these miseries may be inevitable. That they become very happily bearable. We can bear these miseries. Any loss we can incur, any misery we can face. Without Krishna, we cannot face the misery. And that is why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada and all our gurus and members, they are insisting that we should start chanting the names of the God. That is how we approach Krishna. Communion with the Lord through these transcendental vibrations is a complete perfect way to approach Krishna. There is no other way in Kali Yuga. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Yuga Kevalam. Hari Nam is the transcendental vibration. And if you can take advantage of this transcendental vibration, then you cannot go wrong at all. You will definitely experience Krishna. The same way, these verses also. You learn one or two such verses and sing it very nicely, and you become completely elated from the material platform to the spiritual platform. Nice description of Krishna is given in one verse, you know. Kasturi tilakam lalat patale vakshastale kaustubam nasagre varamotikam karatale venu kare kankanam sarvange harichandanam sulalitam sarvange harichandanam sulalitam kanthe cha muktavali gopastri pariveshtito vijayate gopal chudamani. Beautiful description of the vigraha. Krishna's vigraha is given here. Kasturi tilakam lalata patle. He has nice kasturi tilak on his forehead. Kasturi tilakam lalata patle. And then he describes vakshastal on his breast. There is a kaustubh jewel. Nasagre varamautik. Nasagre at the end of nose. He has a nice jewel on the nose also. Nasagre varamautik. Karatale venu. He has a nice flute in his hand. Kare kankanam. In his hand there are nice bangles. Sarvange on all his body. Sarvange Hari Chandanam, nice fragrant Chandan is there. And Kanthe, in his neck, there is a nice Moti Mala, Mauktikam. Gopastri Pariveshtito, all gopis are surrounding him. Gopastri Pariveshtito, very nice. Vijayate, he is always successful. Such Gopal, I pay obeisances to. And these lyrics are beautiful. You learn any verse from Bhagavad Gita, or at least you start chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and your miseries will completely evaporate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Have you any comments or questions?
This is another lecture given by His Holiness Mahavishnu Swami. The Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 6th Chapter, 34, Text 34.
Me Anga, this is name of Naradin, Mrusho Upalakshate Na Vai Kvachin Me Manaso Mrusha Gatihi Na me rishikani patanti asatpate yanme hrada utkantyavata druto harihi. There is another idea. Then again, na, never, why, certainly, kvachit, at any time, me, mine, manasaha, of the mind, mrusha, untruth, gatihi, progress. In the second line, then another statement is there. As his statements are never proved to be wrong, the same way his mind also never deteriorates. He is always intact. Whatever he thinks, it happens. You know? Navai kvachin me manaso mrishagati. My mind also is never untrue. Whatever I think, I do it. Then third line. Name nor me mine rishikani senses, my senses. Patanti degrades asatpate in temporary matters. My senses never go to the temporary matter. These are the three statements. And then there is a conclusion. That is the way the verses are in Srimad Bhagavatam. The first statement is that whatever I say always proves to be true. The second thing is that my mind never goes astray. It always thinks in the right way. Then my senses never go to the temporary matter. And why is nicely described in the last sentence. Yan, because me, mine, ruda, heart, outkanthyavata, by great earnestness, dhrutaha, caught hold of, harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, with full earnestness, all these things are very good. My statements are never untrue, then my mind never thinks anything bad, it's always very positive thinking, and my rishikani, my senses never go to the temporary matter. Why? Because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord Hari with full earnestness. This is how we should have a rough idea of the meaning before you go to the translation. This is the way we should study the verses. And we are devotees, we have to put our heads into this and try to understand the verse. Each verse is very potent in Srimad Bhagavatam. If we don't study, who is going to study? Why is Srila Prabhupada, when he was alive, he was telling the devotees, why am I getting up at 1 o'clock and translating these books if you don't read, you know? And if you don't study, the thing is that our life is so long, fortunately or unfortunately. Because in this age there are so many medicines and so many facilities, you know, life is very easy. And that's why our life is very long. The death rate is going really high and high and high. We don't die very soon. And because of that, lifelong, we completely become frustrated with this process. If you are not with the scriptures, then one day you will just open the door and go away, this is not for me. So we have to get in touch with the scriptures. Please sing now. Navarati menga mrushopalakshate. Navarati menga mrushopalakshate. Navai kvachin me manaso mrushagati. The secret of singing the verses is each word should be clearly pronounced. Navarati menga mrushopalakshate. Navai kvachin me manaso mrushagati. Rushikani patanti asatpathe. Patanti asatpathe. Yanme radautkanthyavata druto hari. Yanme radautkanthyavata druto hari. Please repeat now. O Narada, because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord, Hari, with great zeal, the Prabhupada zeal he is using, you know, with great zeal, whatever I say has never proved to have been false, nor is the progress of my mind ever deterred, nor are my senses ever degraded by temporary attachment to matter. It's easy to understand. And once you understand the words like this, then you should try to understand the purport. Srila Prabhupada repeats the same thing in the purports. And then try to find out the references which he quotes from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. And try to study those verses from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And in that way, this verse plus those reference verses will give you the complete idea. And then anybody can give the class. Because to talk about these things is very easy. Very easy. Provided our mind is concentrated. And that's why in our culture, the whole life is really designed in that way that we should always be peaceful. Whether we are brahmachari, then brahmacharis have to study. They are very peaceful with the study of God. Then if you are grihastha, then both of you have to surrender to Krishna. And a Krishna conscious family can very nicely function. If the family is not Krishna conscious, then it never functions. Then there is a clash. And vanaprastha, definitely you have to mourn by. Samjha? Mourn by samajhte nahi hai. Wo aadha le liya. Aadha le liya. Aadha sanyas le liya. ये आधा लिया है देखिए वो सेपरेट है मैंने कल से उसको कहा है तू आधा क्यों ले रहा है पूरा ले ले नहीं नहीं बोले अभी वाइफ है ना मोहन भाई को हम पीटेंगे हम लंदन में पीटेंगे यहाँ नहीं यहाँ उसका गांव है एंड नाउ वी गो थ्रू द पब द वर्ड इज क्लियर नाउ देयर इज नो नीड ऑफ डिस्कशन There is no need of discussion. You just think over it again and again. You know, the stages are very clear in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tat Srinaman, you must hear first. And you have heard. Then, Tat Srinaman, Supathan, then you please, you try to study. As soon as you hear, then don't hear with this ear and take out with this ear. But you try to preserve it and study. ये सेवा करता है ये कभी कभी इसका दिमाग घूम जाता है वो जब प्रसाद नहीं देखता है ना थाली तो उसकी आंखें चढ़ जाती है वी आर टॉकिंग इन हिंदी सो दैट यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड इट व्हेन यू डोंट सी थाली ऑफ प्रसाद यू नो देन योर आईज गो Yeah, I know the demon. So please hear the purport now. Yeah. Lord Brahma is the original speaker of Vedic wisdom to Narada. Yes, I forgot. There are four stages, you know. Tat Srinaman means you have to hear, you know. Then Supathan, that is you have to study. And then vicharana paro. Then you have to think over it. Now we have understood this verse very clearly. Fortunately the verse was very easy. And the stages are very logical. There is a very nice logic in throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why when you study, don't study the verses here and there. But take in three verses, two, three, two, four verses. You know, they give the logic. And this is a very highly logical verse. And it is completely clear in our mind. Now for the whole day, you should think over it. Why the statements are untrue, the reason is given here. The materialist people, we cannot depend upon them. They will tell one thing to you, and next minute they will just forget about it. Or they don't want to prove it, you know. But as soon as you become a devotee, as soon as you have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord, your statements can never be wrong. Because you will not speak unnecessarily, you know. That is the thing. The capacity of the truth comes from the Supreme Absolute Truth. You cannot be true without some connection with the Supreme Absolute Truth. This is the main thing to be thought over on this. And if our statements are untrue, then we are not devotees. This is how we have to inspect. And vicharana paro. You think over it. And that's why, what is that verse? You know, our Bhagavatam verse is very... doesn't come to mind. Oh, why? Srinidhan Sokatha Krishna, Punya Sarvana Kirtana, Radhyanta Soya Badrani, Vidunati Sarasatam. And next verse. God. It's a very popular verse. No, Nityam Sevaya. What is it? Huh? Nikod Bhagavad. Huh? Nashtra Prayashva Badrani. Oh, mind slips, you know, I'm not a devotee. Nashtra prayeshu abhadrashu nityam bhagavata sivaya. This is the correct thing. Nashtra prayeshu by regular attendance in the class of Srimad Bhagavatam, that what is troublesome to our heart completely vanishes. And as soon as the trouble gets out of the heart is captured by the owner of the heart. And that is Rishikani, you know, Rishikesh. He is the owner of the heart. And as soon as you give Krishna the whole place in your heart, then whatever comes out from your mouth can never be untrue. Whatever you think can never be untrue. And your senses are completely under control. Because the root, you have caught the root, the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And this is how we have to think over it again. That's Srinivan, Supatran, Vicharana Paro, and then fourth stage comes. As soon as Jai. થોડા પૈસા આપી દેજો એટલે સિગારેટ માટે પૈસા નહીં રહે તમારી પાસે. ના ના, પણ સિલિંગ આપી દો ને. આ બોક્સ બહુ મોટો છે, અમારો બોક્સ બહુ બડા હે. ઇસકો કહેતા હું કે સિગારેટ પીને કી ઈચ્છા હો ને તો વહાં ભી સિલિંગ ડાલ દે. ઓકે, ચાલે, સી યુ દેન. વિચારણા કરો. એન્ડ એઝ સૂન એઝ યુ થિંક ઓવર ઇટ, દેન અનનોઇંગલી ધ ડિવોશનલ સર્વિસ વિલ સ્ટાર્ટ. And that has got to start. Unless we start devotional service, all these three stages are not complete. And it's very nicely described in 12th canto of Bhagavatam. This verse is beautiful. Sometime we'll discuss. So please try to think over it and learn this verse. It is very clear to you now. It's not difficult to learn. It's only it will require you 10 minutes to learn the verse. And for the rest of the lifetime, you have a great philosophical point with you. Great. This is the greatest point. And Srila Prabhupada's potency is that very highly complicated philosophical points he puts in a very easy language. In which Drava Sanyutam, you know. He has chewed it for us. You know, mother, if the child is young, she chews the food first and then puts into the mouth of the child. Ready-made chewed food. Prabhupada has chewed the scriptures. And ready-made he has given to us. But we are so very lazy and rascals really in his language, you know, that we don't have any attachment to these pages. And because we don't have any attachment to these pages, we are losing our humanity, you know, from our life. So please hear now. The report is long. 7 o'clock we have finished? So I'll just hurriedly go through and we'll see. Lord Brahma is the original speaker of Vedic wisdom to Narada. And Narada is the distributor of transcendental knowledge all over the world through his various disciples like Vyasadeva and others. The followers of Vedic wisdom accept the statements of Brahmaji as gospel truth. And transcendental knowledge is thus being distributed all over the world by the process of disciplic succession from time immemorial. Since the beginning of the creation, Lord Brahma is the perfect liberated living being within the material world. And any sincere student of transcendental knowledge must accept words and statements of Brahmaji as infallible. The Vedic knowledge is infallible because it comes down directly from the Supreme Lord unto the heart of Brahma. And since he is the most perfect living being, Brahmaji is always correct to the letter. This is the idea. Because he is unflinching devotee of the Lord. And we know very well that when he was born on the lotus feet, lotus flower, it was all dark around him. He didn't know what to do. And on his own, he tried to find out that from where he is coming. And so entered the stem of the lotus flower. And for millions of years, he traveled down the stem. But he couldn't reach the source. Because the lotus flower was coming from the abdomen of Vishnu. And that's why it was infallible. You cannot just on your own. You can't do. On our own, if we try to do, then we have so much speculation in our mind. If we take it ready-made, then it's very easy. Very easy to take it. And our knowledge is ready-made, coming from Brahma. And that's why our sampradaya also is known as Brahma, Gaudiya Sampradaya, you know. We are the followers of Brahma, because he is infallible in his statements. And then after that, when he was not able to find out himself, then he heard the word. Remember, and they are very nicely given in the initials of Prabhupada. You know, A, C, Bhaktivedanta Swami. A is austerity and see his cleanliness. You can never forget. He is the emblem. He has shown us what is austerity. Getting up at 1 o'clock. At 4 o'clock we are snoring. He gets up at 1 o'clock. As soon as you come to Prabhupada, as soon as you touch his books, you become austere. You know, that is his potential. Those who have read a small booklet even now, they come running to the temple and ask you whether he is alive. Is he alive? Please, just, we are under his roof. And we have every facility here. We are very few, just few people, if they become sincere in these scriptures, he will be the happiest person. If we want to please him, we have to study his books first and then try to distribute. And then accordingly, he says, if my books are there, the centers will come up. Centers may go and come, he said. So don't worry about them. Now we are losing our Bhaktivedanta manner nearly. But don't worry, We don't worry. Puja will go on and something else will come out. But since if the books are there, the center is ordained. We were in Alachua in America, And Alachua is a very nice Vedic community. Nearly there are 300 families, And they have settled because that place is very cheap and the weather is good, So what they have done, that they, 10 houses, for example, in a row they have bought the 10 houses, 10 families, And one house they can use, for center. And they have their own Sant Namat programs, So they don't have to, daily, nobody can travel to the temple. And temple is very small. There is just a cow shade. It's not a temple. I told this is a cow shade. It's so very, it's unimaginable. And America, I told you, are the wealthiest country. And for Krishna, this is a broken tile is there. So this is a, thinking those things, this place really, for credit goes to Krishna or whoever you give to, but it's best thing you have done here. Because we don't want such sophisticated, highly developed buildings. No, we don't want. But for people, since you have built the building, that the incoming is increased. Yesterday the whole hall was full. Otherwise I remember that small hall was half empty. Well, people don't want to come to the place wherein they are not attracted. So to attract the living souls, these buildings are necessary. Now fortunately, they have got some scheme and they have started. Already they have laid some stone, foundation stone. And they are collecting amount to build the temple in Alachua. But the point is that if the books are there, then even 10 people can come together, have their own program, Mangala Arati and Bhagavatam class and chanting and then disperse and do their activities, This is the main point. Brahmaji is always correct to the letter. And this is because Lord Brahma is a great devotee of the Lord, who has earnestly accepted the lotus feet of the Lord as the supreme truth. In the Brahma Sanhita, which is compiled by Brahmaji, he repeats the aphorism, Govindam Adi Purusham, Tamam Bhajami. I am a worshipper of the original person, Govinda, the premier Lord. So whatever he says, whatever thinks, whatever he does, normally in his mood, are to be accepted as truth, because his direct and very intimate connection with Govinda. And this connection has got to be introduced. One thing we should remember, that reading the scriptures, studying the scriptures, or doing any activity for Krishna is non-different from Krishna. We have to go to the scriptures as if we are going to Krishna. We many times commit mistake that, I am studying but Krishna is very far away. No, Krishna is here. As soon as you study, as soon as you speak out one verse from Bhagavad Gita, you are speaking out Krishna. So Krishna is already with you. Don't separate him. He is already here. He is non-different. These things are completely non-different from the whole spirit Krishna. And as soon as you get in touch with the whole spirit Krishna, your mind leaves the boundaries. Leaves the limited boundaries. And as soon as the limited boundaries are left by your mind, then it is very easy to catch the Supreme Absolute Truth without any speculation. Experiments are useless. By experiments we can't do it. But by this practical example, we can get in touch with Krishna anytime. Meaning, you chant, you are with Krishna. You read, you are with Krishna. Whatever you do, you are with Krishna. And then your life will definitely prove true. I am a worshipper of the original personality of God, Govinda. So whatever he says, whatever he thinks, and whatever he does normally in his mood are to be accepted as truth. Because of his direct and very intimate connection with Govinda, the Premier Lord. Sri Govinda, who pleasingly accepts the loving transcendental service of his devotees, gives all protection to the words and actions of his devotees. The Lord declares in Bhagavad Gita, Kaunte Prati Janihi, O son of Kunti, please declare it, Name Bhakta Pranashyati. The Lord asks Arjuna to declare, and why? Because sometimes the declaration of Govinda himself may seem contradictory to mundane creatures. But the mundaner will never find any contradiction in the words of the Lord's devotees. The devotees are especially protected by the Lord so that they may remain infallible. Therefore, the process of devotional service always begins in the service of the devotee who appears in disciplic succession. The devotees are always liberated, but that does not mean that they are impersonal. The Lord is a person eternally, and the devotee of the Lord is also a person eternally, because the devotee has his sense organs even at the liberated stage. He is therefore a person always. And because the devotee's service is accepted by the Lord in full reciprocation, the Lord is also a person in his complete spiritual embodiment. The devotee's senses, being engaged in the service of the Lord, never go astray under the attraction of false material enjoyment. The plans of the devotee never go in vain, and all this is due to the faithful attachment to the devotee for the service of the Lord. This is the standard of perfection and liberation. Anyone beginning from Brahmaji down to the human being is at once put on the path of liberation simply by his statement, attachment in great earnestness for the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, the Premier Lord. The Lord affirms this in Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Mam chayo abhicharene bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samate ityan brahma bhuyai kalpate. Anyone, therefore, who is earnestly serious in heart and soul about being in intimate touch with the personality of Godhead in relationship of transcendental loving service will always be infallible in words and action. The reason is that the Supreme Lord is absolute truth, and anything earnestly dovetailed with the absolute truth attains the same transcendental quality. The reason is that the Supreme Lord is absolute truth, and anything earnestly dovetailed with the absolute truth attains the same transcendental quality. On the other hand, any amount of mental speculation on the strength of material science and knowledge without any bona fide touch with the absolute truth is sure to be a mundane untruth and failure. Simply due to not being in touch with the absolute truth, such godlessness, unfaithful words and actions, however materially enriched, are never to be trusted. That is the purport of this important verse. A grain of devotion is more valuable than tons of faithlessness. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki. Or you go to the material rut. There is only two. You cannot have the mixture. You know? Cannot have. The same time we have to remember that we cannot reject the material activities. Because material activities are needed, and more so in Kali Yuga, you know, for the maintenance and this and that. So many things are there. So material activities cannot be neglected, but they should be expertly performed. So if you perform your material activity expertly, then you spiritualize it. Expertise in material activities is the spiritualization of your material activity. Somehow or the other, people should feel that I want devotee to work for me. We were in America and we saw one advertisement. He had asked for electrical mechanical engineer or something. And he has written here under the bottom, it was a black line, we want Krishna conscious person. So some soul might have some served very carefully somewhere. And that's why it was impressed on that mind that this Krishna conscious person are better to employ. So this should be the impression. It's not that we are lazy bunch. Whatever activity we do, maybe it is material for our maintenance, doesn't matter. Everybody has to. I mean, we are not doing anything wrong in it. But
that activity has got to be performed so very nicely that whoever is your employer or the customer or whatever it is, they should be completely pleased with it. And this pleasing effect is Krishna. And the bliss is flowing from him. As soon as we are pleased with the dealings in between us, there is Krishna. There is spiritualization of our activity. It is not something that is very difficult to spiritualize the activity, no. If you perform the activities very clearly, thinking that you are dealing with Krishna, whether you are a businessman or an employer or employee or whatever it is, but we should see Krishna always everywhere in everybody, at least in every living entity. And with this attitude, your material activities become a relationship. Because you are enjoying Krishna. You are happy, the persons who come in contact with you, they are dancing. So that is the spiritualization of the activity. That is the meaning. And that's why we relish these verses. And you just sit silent and go on and on and on. 18,000 verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. We don't have time to chant. There is time. You think 18,000 verses is, suppose it takes 1 hour to understand one verse. You take minimum. Prabhupada says that we require 1 month. We are hearing one of the tapes, you know. And he says, you ask her, there are 18,000 verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. And each verse to understand and relish, you require 1 month at least. So you require 18,000 months divided by 12. It gives you about 1500 years. There are 1500 years. We cannot touch Bhagavatam even. What to talk of other literature, Vedas and Upanishads and Mahapuranas and so many other Vedic literature, Mahabharata, Ramayana. We may touch here and there, you know. We can't do even Bhagavatam. What to talk of other literature? This is, unless we use our time very wisely, it's very difficult to go through these things. And you have time. Fortunately, we have time. There's so much time. Now we are eating, sleeping, doing everything. And so much time we have. We don't do anything really. So at least this week, we should engross in this. Unless you are engaged otherwise. Till that time, who stops you to do anything? That is our lesson, it is coming in between. It is known in Bhagavatam as Dirga Sutri, you know. Dirga Sutri. Dirga means long. And sutra means thread, long thread. What we do, they suppose these newspapers are lying here. Within few minutes we can clear them. You know? It is a matter of few minutes. But every time we see the newspaper, it is to be done tomorrow. You can do it within 3 minutes now, but you postpone it to tomorrow. And when tomorrow never comes, again tomorrow it will be today. So tomorrow, it doesn't matter tomorrow. So again we both. The work which is to be done is in 2-3 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes in front of you that we postpone. That is known as long thread. You go on extending the thread, Sudarshan. This we have to avoid to be Dirga Sutri. That which is to be done has to be done immediately. Yes, very nice he said, you know. Kala bhajanta ajabad. Means if you are worshipping tomorrow, then you worship today. Ajabhajanta up. If you want to worship today, you do it now. Palme paralay hoegi. Within a moment you will die. Phir bhajega kab. The meaning is,
Procrastination is the thief of time.
Procrastination means this. Dirga Sutra.
Postponing.
This is nice.
Procrastination.
How do you spell it?
Procrastination.
It's exactly the spelling is according to the pronunciation. Procrastination. It's a nice word. This Dirga Sutra.
It's a thief of time.
Thief of time, yes. It consumes the time. As soon as you postpone, Suppose there is this thing is lying here. Now I can pick it up within a second. All right, I come upstairs and I come from there and then pick up. So this is procrastination. And you waste this, nobody picks it up. And it lies there. And you do it, you do it, you do it, you do it, you do it. And so much breath is wasted. So, yeah. Instead I can just pick up and throw it in the dustbin. This is procrastination. Very nice. Procrastination is a thief of time. Very correct. If it steals the time, procrastination. Somehow or the other, if you want to do it, just do it. That's all. It doesn't matter. The world is not going to drown if you spend 5 minutes in this. You do this 5 minutes and then the world is there for you. Again. The world is only for us till we meditate on it. Otherwise, what is the world? There is a restaurant at the corner of your lane. We are not interested in restaurants. For us, that restaurant doesn't exist. Because we don't want. So there is a large world, but world doesn't exist really. World only exists that we go to some house and perform kirtan. For us, that is the world. For the womanizer, to find out the women is the world. So his world is completely different from our world. For a voracious eater, the restaurant world is the main world. He will know all the restaurants and where what is to be found and what is how much this is cost and how much money we have to earn and how to spend. This is his world. So world is different for anybody and everybody. And for a devotee there is no world. For a devotee there is no world. We are in the world, but no world. Brahmani adhaya karmani sangam tektva karotiya. Brahmani. Brahmani means to Krishna. Adhaya means offered. Brahmani adhaya karmani sangam tektva karotiya. Means without any fruits, expectation of fruits. We work. That is our nature. Brahmani adhaya karmani, all our karmas are offered to Krishna. And they completely neutralize the effect, the fruits. The fruits of karma is offered to Krishna. So we are not the enjoyers of the fruits. We don't expect anything. Good or bad, whatever it is, we are ready to suffer or enjoy. That is Brahmani Adhaya Karmani Sangam Tektva Karoti. It is 10th verse in 5th chapter. 5, 10. 5 double is 10. So chapter 5 and double it and it is 10th verse. Easy to remember 5, 10. Brahmani Adhaya Karmani Sangam Tektva Karotiya. Those people who behave like this, who do the karmas like this, then what happens to them? Na lipyate sa papena. Na lipyate means you are not affected by sinful reaction, papena. Na lipyate sa papena. And then he gives the example. This Bhagavad, and it gives you the direction to your life here. At the moment our lives are without directions. And the life without the direction, how can it go to the destination? Then suppose the steamer is there and you are rowing it or doing what do you call that? There is a curtain type one.
Tail.
No, not tail.
Sail.
Sail. Yes, sail. You may have a sail. So if you open the sail, then it will drag you to the direction of the wind. But suppose your sail is not open, then it will go hither and thither, hither and thither, never go to destination. So our sails are completely closed. Bird dead, this is an old dead, bird dead, this is an old bird dead. And no sail. And we don't have time to spread the sail. And we don't have time to take advantage of the direction of the wind when it is favorable. And at the moment that sail, the wind is very favorable to us. There is a guru like Prabhupada. There is literature uncomparable. This literature cannot be compared with anything. Uncomparable literature is with us. The cupboards are full. And we are lamenting. Why? Because our sail is closed. Oh yes, tomorrow I'll go. But by the tomorrow, the direction of the wind will change. And as soon as the direction of the wind changes, then we blame the wind. I wanted to open my sail, but now the wind is not open. When it was favorable, why did you not do it? These procrastinations, procrastination, it's a nice word, you know. Procrastination is the thief of time. This is Dirghasutra. And everybody of us is a Dirghasutra. Unless we are forced, we will not do the material activity. And unless we are extremely forced, we will not do these things. In the beginning, the force is required. Prabhupada was very strong. You know? He said, ask as you shave off. And everybody would shave off. Otherwise, he would not help. His was a unique way, you know. His was a very unique way. He was a force also, he was kind also. But urgency is that we don't utilize our time when the wind is favorable. Now, prasadam is there, our snan facilities are there, our bed is there, our tables are there, the light is there, everything is there. But I am thinking, afternoon we'll do, I am very tired, yesterday we had a very long night. Just some lame excuse we find out and we postpone these things. And then when we are in a miserable condition, we blame the whole world except us. This tendency has got to be stopped. This is Bhagavatam. And unless you clear off your laziness, and particularly this Dirghasutri attitude, we should never be Dirghasutri. The work should be immediately done. This is done. Finish it off. Don't leave it to next second. What to take off to tell of tomorrow? The work which is to be done today has got to be done. We wanted to clear the loan. In this last 3 days I was after. But yesterday you went and you spent 2 hours or 4 hours, whatever it is, and it was done. Forget. No, that chapter is closed, so we are free. This is how work, you just carry the work away from your path. If the road is not clear, you cannot drive or you cannot walk even. So our first duty is to clear the road. Whatever impediments are there, suppose if you want to go out of this, your front entrance, then your pathway should be completely clear. And if there is anything, then we don't step over it and go. We just clear it so that every time it is very useful. These are impediments. And these are the sutri. Attitude is a very great impediment. And as you mentioned, it is really thief of time. Tomorrow. And never it is done. And our mind is agitated always, I have to do that. No, as soon as you know that this is to be done, it should be done urgently. So the material impediment gets out of our way. And when the material impediment gets out of the way, you are completely free to do these things. So don't be Dirghasutri. Procrastination is a very bad attitude. Very bad attitude. That work which is to be done now should be done immediately. That is that Hindi verse is very nice. Dirga Sutra. Dirga. Dirga means long. Dirga word we use. In Gujarati it is used, in Hindi it is used. And I'm sure in Malayali or Southern Indian languages also there might be something like that. Dirga is a very nice word in Bhagavatam. Dirga, di is long. Dirga. And dirga means really dirga. It's long. So we should stop this Dirga Sutri attitude. Never be Dirga Sutri. You do. And work has got to be finished. It is not that I will do today, I will do tomorrow, I will do tomorrow. No. I was very angry with Daya many times. Because if he wanted to go to the bank, he will always go after 3:30 when the bank was closed. I told him, what is the fun in going to Valsad when the bank is closed? You want to go to the bank, you go at 10 o'clock. But if he will find out something, I have to do this, I will. And then he will vanish and disappear, and then at 3:30 he will remember that he is to go to the bank. And then he goes to the bank at 3:30. The bank is closed. Then you earnestly burn your petrol and come back. This is the sutta. You go. You are going definitely. But you are not going in time. Then what is the use of that? Yeah. It's better not to go so that at least we don't burn our petrol. And once we go, then because the bank is closed, so our mind finds out so many other engagements. And you spend time, this is best, this thing, procrastination. Procrastination is the thief of time. This is really, it is very correct. And this is how we should assimilate. This is knowledge, procrastination is a thief of time, is a knowledge. And when we realize the knowledge, we have so many examples in front of us. And if you stop this, then we can learn this. Otherwise we will never learn. Then always we will prosper. Huh? I am here anyway 8 days. I will do afterwards. And no, I am very tired now. My back aches and my stomach. And so many things. And there is nothing really. Frankly speaking, there is nothing. But this procrastination. This Dirgha Sutra. And because of Dirgha Sutra, then this aches and that aches. Man, it is going to ache all the time. So better in aching condition you do it. This is the main thing. And because of that this, because in these things, there is no tangible return. You don't see the return. It is not that you, now we study one verse and somebody is going to give us $100 or whatever it is. There is no return. We don't see the return. But it is a big return. We don't see that. We don't imagine that. But it is not immediate return that you work for 1 hour and you get $10. No, it is not like that. You may spend 5 hours and you will be hungry and there is nothing. So there is no return. So this work we postpone beyond our imagination. For the whole of lifetime we postpone. It is my experience. Whenever I wanted to read Bhagavad Gita, I would just think, oh, no, no, this is more important because I am earning money there. So I will read Bhagavad Gita anyway, I will read. And it was impossible for me to read in India. I was so very busy and it was a hard struggle to maintain the whole show. And that's why it is impossible for me to touch Bhagavad Gita. It was only when I migrated to England, I had a bit of easy life. And therein we went to otherwise we can't. As it is in India, the life is very horrible. Even if you wish, you cannot. And in addition to it, we don't wish at all. You say, hey, what is if Bhagavad Gita is correct? What have to, why have to talk all so much? This is the main thing. And the whole lifetime passes away. This procrastination is the thief of the time. It's very correct. Very correct. Sayadam Prabhu, thank you very much. This thief we have to stop. Thief we have to punish and sentence him to prison, send him to prison so that he doesn't come out again. So this procrastination has got to be imprisoned so that it doesn't come again into your life. Other the life within it is said in Bhagavatam that Nimishena, till we blink the eye, that is our lifetime. Not even blink. Brahma stays for billions of years. And that is also a blink in comparing the eternal time. So our life is not even a blink. 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, what is it? It's not a blink even. We have to be serious about this thing. This is Bhagavatam. Otherwise, verses and kathas and they are same. In Narsingh Deva's katha or Prahlad Maharaj's katha, we know the story. We know the story. But the main thing is to be learned is the practical application of the story. And that man asked yesterday, very nice thing, Jnana Vidyana, he wanted, he knew one verse, half verse somewhere, he might have heard, and completely wrongly interpreted that Jnana and scientific knowledge. Because when it comes to our following, we don't want to do. Shaving means we don't want to do shave. He was a combed hair, that man. You know? Because his idea was, yes, Krishna says, you have to have a knowledge and you have to have the science, scientific. Whereas it was completely wrong. Somebody might have given him wrong impression in order to prove that the scientific advancement is needed. This somebody wanted to prove it through Bhagavad Gita. And so according to our own condition, we interpret Bhagavad Gita then. That's why Prabhupada says, as it is, as it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, we should be interpreting. This is our one small defect, and then it magnifies, you know. It doesn't remain small. It magnifies. And it so magnifies that it consumes your whole life. It consumes. And you are completely finished.
It is the word.
They take meaning in Bhagavad Gita. Whereas Krishna doesn't mean that. And that is only Prabhupada showed. I was believing that. I thought Vigyan, yes. So refrigerator should be there. Yeah, Vigyan. No, everywhere. Everywhere. No, in school also. Vigyan. Vigyan period means science. We don't call science, but we call Vigyan. He also had the drop off. And Prabhupada didn't touch him. So unless Prabhupada touches, we don't have any knowledge. That is the potency of Prabhupada. And in order to acquire this potency, you know how much labor he might have done. And he was a grihastha like us. He had to maintain children. He had to carry on the show. He had to work with all the community and everything. Can you imagine? To marry the children is a horrible thing in India. I have undergone the whole thing, and that's why the whole thing comes into my mind like a cinema picture. It is a horrible, horrible thing just to marry the thing. And in that also, the girl marries the girl. You see, impossible.
Daughters
are really. And if they are in trouble, your whole life is gone. Because then mother is not good, and mother is not at ease, and the daughter is in trouble. And your life is completely spoiled. And to get the good boy is impossible. According to our traditions or this or that, we must have some good fellow. And in order to find the fellows, it was a roaming about like a mad person to find the boy. I was just roaming about the whole Bombay and didn't know really what to do. It was only Krishna's grace that few the nice boys came in front of me. Otherwise, it's impossible. It's impossible. And this is material life. It is better not to enter into it, so far as possible. But this knowledge comes when we are up to the neck in it. When we are up to the neck in the grihastha ashram, then we think, oh, if I would not have done this. But then it's too late. Because you are already there up to the neck, and then you want to run away. Yeah, it's a silly thing to run away. Because who is going to do? You have created, you have to suffer. So either you do it nicely or you cannot just escape out of there. And your karmas will catch you anywhere you go. Anywhere you go. It doesn't matter whether you are sannyasi or whatever it is. Children don't want to know whether you are sannyasi. For them, I am father. So they don't want to know that I am. Even now, if they come to me, I have to behave as a father. I cannot tell them, hey, boom, boom. No, that is artificial. Because that is my karma. So how can I escape my... And people have this tendency to escape. This escapism is very bad. And then what happens then when we want to escape and we cannot escape. So both the ashramas are spoiled. You cannot be father, you cannot be sannyasi. Because that disturbance is always there. And it is not something artificially created. It is an intimate creation. And when it is an intimate creation, that connection is already there. We cannot just stop it. And if you want forcefully to stop it, then you either become very mental in sannyas, or we become unnatural in the society. So we have to be very natural. The thing has already been done and it has got to be followed, whatever we may desire. And then you have the clear mind to go through the scriptures. I am at ease because very nicely Krishna has helped me to arrange it. Otherwise, I would have been completely disturbed. And with the disturbed mind, I would not have been able to do this. And now I am proud really that even if I sit for 12 hours with Bhagavatam or any other scripture, I don't have any disturbance in my mind. This is because somehow or the other, with the mercy of Krishna, I was able to do everything very nice. Otherwise, finished. And then, in a disturbed condition, what can you do in sannyas also? Even a disturbed sannyasi is a burden on the society. So instead of being a burden on the society, it is better to be a burden on ourselves. We may work as a sweeper or a conductor or whatever work you get. You please do the job and maintain yourself at least. Minimum. Minimum you should do that. And till you are able to do it, some work has got to be done for our maintenance then. We should not be burdened honestly. But if you are on the society, then you should really be sincere with the giving the guidance to the society. That is the main function of a highly elevated spiritual entity. That if you can't do that, then it's better to quit and make room for some other entity who can do that job. At the 58 years of, or 60 years of age, we are kicked out of our jobs. Because that is the age we must stop the work. So nobody will allow you then after 60 years. You may be very, very able or can do the work, but nobody will allow you. Unless you have your own business or something. So that is how we should be very clear regarding our positions. We are sitting here together. But we have our own circles. Everybody has his own circle. We have so many attachments, so many responsibilities, so many arrangements. There are millions and millions of things in this small thing. And then it goes very difficult to concentrate on this. So the expert person who is a devotee really at heart, he just sorts out. And sorting out also doesn't work. But as the time offers you the things, you know, then you have to deal with those things very successfully. And if you can deal Krishna's mercy with the things successfully, then it gives you the peace of mind to go through these things. This is how we have to really we have karma, yoga karma su kaushala. It is said in buddhi yukto jhadiha ubesumata dushkuta. Buddhi yukto. Those who are bhaktas, you know, those who are devotees, what do they do? Buddhi yukto jahatiha. They leave everything, sukrut or dushkrut. They are not worried about their own pious or impious activities. Because for them, it is every pious activity. They only are attracted to the piety. But, buddhi yukto jahatiha ube sukrut or dushkrut. Tasmad yoga is just, therefore you must become a devotee. And yoga karma su kaushalam. In karma, you apply that yoga. We want to help anybody and everybody. But my nature is thus this, that I lovingly deal with any living entity. So, what has my son done to me? If he comes to me, should I not at least consider him as a living entity? And we cannot close my eyes at that. That is the main thing. We have to help, we have to guide, we have to do whatever we can. And for the whole world we are doing whatever we can. So when it comes to our responsibilities of this or that, we cannot just shut our eyes and sit silent. This is the main thing. And if you shut your eyes, you are disturbed. You are completely disturbed. completely disturbed. And with the disturbed mind, you cannot understand a single word from these words. You try very hard for months together, and hey, I can't follow. Prabhupada is very difficult. And we close the book. And this is the disturbed mind. So you do anything and everything, and don't disturb your mind. You always perform the duties so that your mind will be peaceful and not disturbed. And this is yoga karma sukaushana. Yoga karma sukaushana. In karma, if you can apply the yoga, then there is kaushal, there is art. Ordinary people, they don't know, poor fellows. Because they don't have any idea of the devotion. They don't have any idea of the other side of the existence. And because of their ignorance, they are continuously suffering. Fortunately, we have come in contact with Prabhupada. So we have to deal very expertly with these things. Otherwise, one thing is very clear. That suppose Viknesh gives his life completely, surrenders to Krishna. And coming into the temple, being a young man, maintenance and this and that and that, and everything has got to be arranged. So definitely we require money. This Kali Yuga, without money you cannot even walk one step. So money is required. Then if money is required, then in the temple we have to search out the money. And then there are the legal ways and illegal ways and this and that. And temple cannot maintain, particularly the Rastas, you know. As soon as they marry we in London, we just kick them out. Maybe a 15 years brahmachari. But as soon as he is married, he has to completely leave. And when he leaves after 15 years the temple, he doesn't have any capacity to work. He doesn't know the world from since last 15 years. So he is completely misfit in the world. And he is so very in a terrible condition. I have seen the boys suffering that day. That's why I advise very strongly to Vikrish that you please do anything and everything, but get materially fit. We have to fix in the society whether we like it or not. We have to fit in. Very few people like Sudarshan or other brahmacharis. They could be absorbed in the temple. Maybe in a BBT or this or that or that or that. And that too with a minimum requirement. You cannot expect more salary or this or that. And when we try to get the money from the temple, then there are so many foul ways in this and that. We have to perform. So it is better that we qualify ourselves materially, try to settle nicely. And if not, there are few living entities who are completely renounced, that they don't want anything. Then those living entities, really they are renounced, then for them the temple life is best.
Kamatmana swargapara janma karma phala pradam kriya vishesha bahulam bhogaishwarya gatim prati bhogaishwarya prasaktanam tayaparta chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhau navidiyate traigunya vishaya veda nishraigunyo bhavarjuna nirdvandvo nityasatvasto niryog kshem atmavan yavan arthudpane sarvatah sampludodake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanata.